Boy, it's so steamy in this yard.
This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello, and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, or Compass. If you'd like more information about what you hear during today's show, please give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page, and you can check out past shows and subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. Now, as a financial advisor, one of the most important tasks I have is helping clients build enough dependable retirement income so they can maintain their preferred lifestyle and have the kind of retirement they've always dreamed about. So during today's show, we're going to discuss retirement income and how much you're likely to need. But before we get rolling on that, here's something you're definitely going to need, and that's more Tony Shore in your life. And Tony Shore happens to be the co-host of today's show. All of the day's show.
Right.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, thanks for having me on your show, Matt. I appreciate this. You're awesome. You even got out the guitar before we went on the air and learned a new song. I always love it when I can turn you on to some new music, even if it's really cheesy. Obscure cheesy one hit wonders.
The number 13 hit from 1979.
I'm the guy for that one. Yeah. Pilot of the airwaves. And it's just because I think from now on the show, Matt, I'm going to refer to you as the pilot of the airwaves, or maybe you're the captain of the airwaves.
Maybe
you're a ship's captain. You should be. You are the captain.
That's why it's the financial compass. The compass. There you go. Everything. It all fits together here, Tony. Don't you see?
You're the pilot of the boat. A boat can have a pilot, or no?
Yeah. Well, yes. That like so. Technically, like in a harbor situation, the pilot is a particular person.
Oh,
he's like the person who brings the big ships in and out.
The
harbor pilot.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Very, very, very big deal, that person in the harbor.
I bet. Almost like an air traffic controller.
Oh, beyond that. They're the top dog. They are the top dog in the harbor. They're the one. Oh, wow. In Portland Harbor in Maine, that's the person. They take out the pilot boat. It's a particular vessel, and it goes out and they come up alongside these big tankers and everything coming in and out. And then they get on and they pilot those big ships into the harbor to bring them to dock.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
The qualifications to that person are just immense. They are just
so they actually go out and get on the big boat. And
they'll just kind of cruise along the side and just jump onto a ramp on the side and then climb up the side of the ship.
Oh,
and
get my gosh. These
big ships. It's pretty interesting.
So the captains of these big ships that you see, these big tankers, they don't come into the harbor or the bigger
boats. Not in our harbor.
You have to have a harbor pilot do that. Oh, you learn. See, the more you know, the more you know on the Financial Compass with Matt Brunner.
Reading is fundamental.
Reading is fundamental. Right. Well, hey, we actually have a lot of great information to get to today. You're talking about how much retirement income we need. And there is no one size fits all, though, because you will see these headlines on some of the financial sites. You know, you'll see new study shows you need $1 million to retire comfortably or $1.5 million. I'm like, how can they say that? For some people, they're going to need $10 million to retire comfortably. Other people are going to need $200,000. So I don't get it.
So here's what's to get there. How many clicks can you get or how many magazines can you sell?
Ah, okay. So that's what that headline's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So look, there's a U.S. News and World Report article. Their title, what is a good monthly income in retirement? I'd say How many times do I have to say this? How many years have we been doing this, Tony? Which we've been trying to figure this out a long time, right?
At least
we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. At least if nine, maybe.
Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. And what's one of the common messages that I've been saying this entire time is there's no answer for everybody. Right? It's always going to be an individual answer. Now, there's some information you can use to get to that answer that everyone can use to get to that answer. But the number is going to be different for everyone. Heck, the number's different for couples. Like one person in the relationship thinks they need this much and the other person thinks they need this much. So it's certainly going to be different house to house and town to town, state to state. We can work with averages here. So, and we'll talk about some of that stuff, but remember there's only one number that matters for retirement. And that's the number that you're going to need.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what your neighbor needs. It doesn't matter what your cousin needs or what your uncle who did this is going to have. It matters what you need. Right. And as long as you have that number and you know that it's going to work through your retirement, you've done your planning and you're working with somebody who's going to keep you on that path, then you're going to be in good shape. And it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. But so let's just start there. But then steps we can take from there. I don't think it's as hard of a task as most people make it out to be. There is, don't get me wrong, there's some work involved in getting your actual financial plan done. And you can get close and you can make some back of the napkin calculations. But, you know, in the end, I'd much rather have an actual plan, something that's got some teeth to it, rather than always trying to figure out, did I throw that napkin away that was supposed to be my financial plan that I needed to wipe up something off the counter, right?
Sure.
You want to have your actual financial plan as a working document that you can refer to, especially if things are going to change, because there's no sense in just having 20 back of the napkin calculations done. So
right.
One thing we can start with is this, is most people probably have a decent idea of what they're going to need in retirement because it's usually pretty close to what you're spending pre-retirement. Quite honestly, you know, they'll say it's 85% or 75%, or you need 125%. It's usually pretty close. Why is that going to be? Well, most people don't want a lower standard of living in retirement. Maybe
right.
You do, maybe you don't, but let's just say you're going to keep it about the same. You're going to get rid of some costs right away. Maybe you're going to get rid of your commuting costs and you don't eat as many lunches and dinners out. You don't have to have the same wardrobe that you might have had, depending on what your job was. Maybe it required certain uniforms or a certain, you know, level of dress. And so, of course, then you're also going to have things like, you know, your housing and utility bills to cover. You're still going to have to pay for some gas or your car insurance. You just might not be spending as much in gas every week, things like that. But then you're going to have some new expenses too. While some go away, we talk about these other things when you make these changes into retirement. Maybe you're going to travel a little bit more when you first retire, or you're going to have new hobbies and some different forms of entertainment. So just plan on having about as much as you do now. Now, if right now you're continually sinking into debt, okay, we got some work to do. Right. You're living beyond your means now, and you're going to have a lower standard of living in retirement. But if you can get to where you've got some of the stuff put away, you know, think about this too. You're going to have these different stages. Like I said, in the beginning, maybe you're going to travel more. Some of those things you put off for a long time during retirement, you want to get those done. Mid-retirement, though, expenses decline a little as life steadies a little bit there. And then it might go back up again, depending on maybe your health care needs or long-term care needs later in life. They may tip back up. But generally, start thinking about if you're on a decent path now, you're probably going to be working somewhere around those numbers.
Sure. Yeah. And that's good to know. And I know this is something you work with people who come in to see you, figuring out what their number is. But like you say, it's usually around how much do you spend each month now? Okay. You're 3 years from retirement. You know, there might be small ways in which that changes, but you're probably going to need around the same amount. But, you know, do you have enough saved up to last you, right? Yeah. And then that's the other catch. So, you know, I was convinced at one point in my life that, hey, I didn't need to worry about retirement. I can figure out a strategy when I get closer. And let's just say now I'm glad that Matt Brunner is in my life because, you know, well, I'm just saying in general, a financial professional who's a trusted financial professional who's going to look out for your best interest. That's what people need, right?
It's true. I look at your financial life in retirement kind of like sports in a way. The best athletes still have coaches.
Yep.
And so, you know, Michael Jordan still had a coach, still had somebody giving him advice. He's to me the penultimate athlete. You know, he's just the greatest competitor ever. Larry Bird always had a coach. He became a coach, right? But
yeah,
so the best people always have coaches. I believe it's, if you want to make your retirement income and you want to make your financial life your job in retirement, mm-hmm. by all means, make it your job.
Yeah.
Or let people who do that as a job make it their job and you enjoy your retirement, because there's plenty of us that do this full time. Now, if you want to, you can. But that's what it takes. It's a full-time job. So, but let's work with some averages here when we think about some of these things, like some of the stuff that we can take and extrapolate things we're going to want to look at. If we look at national averages, it gives us a decent idea, some ways to plan. There was a Bureau of Labor Statistics in 2023. So inflation was up at this point. That was some of the most recent data available. Inflation was getting as high as it was about as it was going to be. Households led by someone 65 or older, they spend an average of a little more than $64,000 annually. Now, a lot of households, though, spend significantly less. And don't. And as you said, there's quite a few that spend significantly more. There was a 2022 spending and retirement survey by the EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute. 2,000 American retirees, 62 to 75. So good sample size. Vast majority reported spending less than $4,000 a month.
Wow. Now
this is going to change all over, right?
Sure.
But as a decent average, 2,000 is a great sample. That's a big sample size. Less than $4,000 a month. Maybe you're not as far away from what you're going to need as you think you are.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, I know you've said when people first come to you, a lot of times they're surprised when they're like, oh man, you know, we wanted to retire in 3 years, but I'm afraid we'll have to work 10 more years. And you look at them and say, you look at their numbers and you say, well, you could retire right now and not run out of money and retire.
Those are the best days.
Yeah. and it happens, right? We're not making that up. You've had that happen, right?
I have had that happen. It doesn't happen as often as I'd like it to.
Well, sure.
Right. Those are the best days, but it does happen. And don't get me wrong. These are some of the people that I think have the greatest worries. Like, oh, I know I'm going to have to work this much longer. And these people have been very careful about where they got. And more than like, those are the ones that more often than not are the ones that fall in this bucket. It's the people like, oh, I don't know how much I spend. And, you know, I probably want to have this much. And I'm like, you're not going to be able to retire for this long.
Right.
So, if you've been paying attention and doing some right steps along the way, you're probably in a lot better shape than you thought you were. But what do you have to do? You got to get an estimate of your retirement expenses, and then you got to determine where the money's going to come from to fill these expenses. Now, your advisor can give you the guidance. Your planner is going to help you back into these things and find your financial planner and your financial advisor. And these are two important titles to use: a certified financial planner and someone who can actually call themselves an advisor. That's someone who's going to have a fiduciary. These are two people in the end who have a fiduciary responsibility to you.
Sure.
And, you know, some people say they have different rules that they want to do. Here's my rule. I want to know you have the money you need to retire and stay retired the way you define it, right? Not only do you get to retire, but you don't have to go back to work unless that's part of your plan. I want to do some part-time work in retirement. So work for me is part of my retirement because I like to do stuff. And the thought of having no work to do, that's kind of crazy to me. Yeah. So I want to do something for a while in retirement as long as I can. But you're going to have, there's generally five big sources people are going to get their income from. Number one is Social Security. That's one of the biggest across the country. Then you have your investment portfolios, things like annuities. Part-time employment's another one, and then pensions. Probably real close to some of this is things like income from rental properties. And you can get other things. You know, there's things like reverse mortgages, et cetera. You got to have a very clear understanding of why you're getting into that situation. If you should be, that should be something that's born out of your financial plan, not out of a commercial you saw with Tom Selleck or somebody in it, right?
Love that stash, though. I mean, the mustache.
It's a very trustworthy mustache.
It is.
I will never argue that point.
I don't know about Tom Selleck, but I trust the mustache.
I must ask you a question. Traditional pensions become increasingly rare. So Social Security is that big source for a lot of 90% of Americans age 65 and older are getting Social Security benefits. In 2024, average monthly benefit for retired workers was an annual income of about $23,700. So if you're a married couple, you're 2/3 of the way to that $64,000 average already.
There you go.
More, right? With an average Social Security income. So it's going to be helpful. It may not be everything you need unless you're in that $4,000 a month club, but anywhere in between, there's things you can do to work on shoring that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's probably why a lot of people plan on working, maybe even in retirement. Some people plan on, hey, I'm going to have a part-time job for some extra income, right?
Yeah. Again, it's huge. I'm going to do it for extra sanity and so that my wife doesn't kill me.
Right. I'm going to do it as long as my voice holds out. I'm going to do the show with you each week, man.
Well, I would at some point, I'd like it to continue to be something financial. We'll continue to pass this wisdom along to folks. But, you know, as we retire, I think it would make more sense that we spend more time talking about food and music.
Food and music. Yeah.
And our other hobbies. Right. Like the things we always say, we need another show to do this one.
Right. We always do say that. Yeah. But I mean, the what you do and why you do what you do is to help people with their finances. And that's what this show is all about for now, until we get to that age where we can retire. Maybe
do that. Yeah. Some of this is timeless wisdom, right? There's going to be new products and stuff I don't keep up on, but the wisdom behind this, the knowledge behind this, the procedure behind this, that's not going to change.
Right.
This has been working for people as long as they've been doing it.
Right.
So listen, so, okay.
Next. Yeah, you can't plan on working indefinitely, right?
Well, no, because listen, at some point we all fail.
Right.
At some level, it's either going to be our mind, our body, our health, somewhere we're going to start to slow down. And we want to believe we're going to be around forever. We know at some point we're going to slow down. So, we can't do it forever, but do it as long as you can. And as long as you can be making what you need to do and be making that difference in your job and doing it well, nobody wants to go to work and stink at it either. Right. So if usually, when it's time to throw in the towel.
Yeah. But a lot of people think they're going to stop working when they want to, but there's a chance that your health may make that choice for you. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, my father thought he was going to retire at a certain age. His health gave him a much different decision and it all happened in a day. Right. Yeah. So, there's that kind, and then there's the kind that it's just slow. And hey, when you first started the job you were going to do, we've talked about these different jobs you can do. Maybe you're walking around a stadium and seating people, but maybe you can't go up and down those stairs like you used to.
Yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what, I'm getting older, and some of those stadiums, if you're up in the top section, that's steep up there. Have you ever been in a large stadium where you walk those stairs and I'm like, is there an elevator to our row? Yeah. Because I may have to stop coming to this event.
Is there someone that will walk me down so I don't get vertigo and just tumble all the way to the bottom? Anyway, all right, let's talk about, so we have some savings. We've got these, you know, bigger places to get the money from. Then you have to turn that money into a cash flow. It needs to be steady. You need to know you're going to have, you know, you can't be living on a just varied income in your retirement. There's a reason they call it fixed income. You generally have a decent idea of what you're going to need to spend. You're going to have the ever-increasing cost of life. So you're going to want to make sure that your investments and the money you have is positioned to match at least the rising cost of living. And depending on what your other things are going to do, you want to think about if you have, say, some investments, maybe you looking at the 4% rule when you're talking about drawing down your investment accounts, that says you can withdraw 4% of your savings annually. So if you had a $1 million nest egg, it can could generate $40,000 a year. But if you had $5,000 in savings, you'd have an annual income of $20,000 a year off of that. So like you said in the beginning, you need $1 million. Well, you need $1 million if this is how much money you need to throw off of it, right?
Right.
But so if you have, maybe you haven't paid off your house yet and you need more than $20,000 a year, or maybe you've done taken all the other steps you need to do pre-retirement and you only need $16,000 a year, then maybe you don't need the $1 million nest egg. Maybe now you're using that $1 million nest egg to help your next generation or for some charity that you have, you want to fund. Now, the other thing to remember is, depending on how you're withdrawing the stuff, the 4% rule, it doesn't account for taxes. And that's a huge part of your retirement income planning. That's something that your financial planner is going to always be making sure you're considering in that process. A lot of people hold their savings in traditional 401ks and IRAs. Those withdrawals are taxable. And then at 73, you have to take your required minimum distributions or your RMDs. That can increase your tax liability. So maybe you're thinking about things like a Roth conversion prior to retirement or during in the beginning of retirement. Withdrawals on Roths are tax-free, but the conversion itself is taxable. And depending on how much you convert, it could be a very big tax bill. It's a hard thing to swallow. I've seen people, you know, in 1 year do an entire distribution from a traditional to a Roth or multi-year strategies. It all, again, depends on your particular situation. And if you do the analysis, if you do the work and you find out it's going to be the right thing, sometimes it makes sense to swallow that tax bill, take care of it, and then watch your stuff grow tax-free moving forward and your withdrawals be tax-free. So,
sure.
But you have to know what you're getting into when you choose that strategy.
Sure. Well, and let's continue our conversation about retirement finances. And look, just briefly before we go today at investing and saving, you had another, there was an article you were sharing with me earlier, another U.S. News and World Report article, right?
Yes. Oh, so about like investing itself, right?
Yes.
Hold on. This one, how to start investing and saving for retirement with little money.
Yeah.
And this is a great place to start for a lot of people, because if the last few years have proved anything to a lot of people, it's a lot of us feel like we have little money to do this.
Yeah. As stuff doubles and triples in price. Yeah. We can all feel that way at some point.
Everybody's salary is tripled, right? Everybody's tripled their salary.
No.
Oh, that's right. Nobody's written that article.
Right.
No one. So right. What are some of the things we're going to need to do? Well, we're going to need to look for more return in other things. So, okay, investing is a big piece here. We're going to talk kind of high level here because we could do 20 shows on this.
Yeah.
But let's see if we can. So a lot of people have always, you know, said, you know, investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds requires a huge bank account. Now, there's some high-priced stocks that if you want a full share of at the top of the S&P 500, you might not be able to do it with limited funds. You know, if you think about things like, what do they call them, the Magnificent Seven. You got Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, Tesla. They've got trillion-dollar market cap. It makes them seem unattainable for small investors, but anyone can start investing regardless of their financial situation. You can buy funds that hold fractions of shares of those things and still get some of the growth out of them. Right. And you start small and you just keep building on that. Some of the steps you want when you're thinking about building long-term wealth is you start small and you build momentum, kind of the opposite. Like when we first are working with getting rid of debt and you build the momentum of getting rid of your debt. Now we're just going to reverse that and look at it for the investing. You're going to start small and build momentum. You want to review your finances, get your financial plan in place, know the stated rate of return you're looking for. You're going to want to take advantage of workplace retirement plans, things like 401ks, right?
Yep.
Micro investing apps, you can buy those fractional shares or working with your advisor. There might be other products you can get yourself into.
I wouldn't want to do it on my own though. I'd want to work with a financial advisor, a financial planner.
Listen, there's get a plan done. Do you need an advisor from day one? It all depends. Are you the kind of person that when you get a plan put in place, you can stick to it yourself and the things that person tells you to do, you're going to do, and then you're going to go back in a year and update it and make sure everything's good? If you can do that in the beginning, you may not need an advisor. The advisor probably will tell you, stick with this plan and do this. If things change, we need to do something else. Don't get me wrong. There's some people that call themselves financial professionals that'll still do whatever they can to sell you stuff.
Sure.
If you're working with a good advisor, they're going to tell you, you're on a good path here. If you're investing in this way, you should be meeting your goals. That's going to be part of your planning process, right? They're not going to be, you're not going to be getting, you know, part of your, you're not going to be paying fees to these people year round for that part of their thing. Right. You're going to be doing that for your planning. You dollar cost averaging, these things to get going with dollar cost averaging. That's where you're putting the same amount of money away each week. Over time, you generally, that's one of the few ways you can almost kind of beat the market, because you're buying, the market has a trend line and it goes up sometimes and then it goes down a little more often, then it spikes up. So you buy things either closer to the trend line or just below, but over time, because of the growth, you see that building. Yeah. And that makes a huge difference. Dollar cost averaging always has. Put some money away every check you get, every pay period you have, whatever it is, put some of that money away and invest it. Prioritize saving by paying yourself first. Always a great rule. Put yep. that money into that account in the beginning, and then educate yourself about stock market, about investing. Read as much as you can. Talk to people like me. We give people time. I always tell you, I'll sit down with you for an hour and talk about stuff anytime. First time I buy the coffee, next time you might have to buy the coffee, right? But I'll give you an hour of my time. It's just going to probably be on my schedule. So
right.
But I'll meet you somewhere on the weekend for coffee.
Sure.
Especially if you got a good place for coffee, and talk to you about some of this stuff. I'll tell you, you know, I'm not going to give you specific recommendations, but we can talk and I'll be happy to tell you. I do classes all year round. Take one of the classes. Those don't cost you anything but your time. Follow some of these strategies we're talking about. And even people with modest resources can begin growing their wealth and working towards financial security. And before I go too much further, remember this. There's all along the way here, this is the investment part. Those things where I say, when we're talking about getting rid of debt and then how you can make this money, and we talk about investing, this is where we're at now. You have to make sure you're doing the other stuff. You have to make sure that you have your budget and your spending and your savings plan put in place. So you're making part of this, your savings plan and your investment part. You want to know that you have your emergency fund there. So if things go bad, you're not investing and you're not taking it out of your savings. You're working out of your emergency fund. And your emergency fund isn't like, oh, I need a new roof. That's part of your maintenance fund for your house, right? So your plan is so important. Get your plan done. Then you're going to know what you can afford to do this year. If you're working with a good advisor and a good planner, they're going to help you figure out things like, how do you get your next raise next year? They're going to walk you through that meeting with your HR or your boss or whoever it is and tell you some of the steps and look at what you've done. And here's how to position yourself to make a little bit of extra money. Why? So you can put some of that money towards your future and have some more of that money for you and your family now. But they're going to help keep you on track. Like I said, if you can't keep yourself on track, keep those people on your side all times. If you're one of those people that can keep yourself on track early on, you need a plan and you need a roadmap. And then at some point, it's going to get complicated. That's when you want to make sure you have that advisor in your corner.
There you go. Wow. Well, this has been great. I mean, that old expression, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Hey, that's true even when it comes to your financial strategy. So to wrap things up, I think our listeners out there, if they have any questions or they want to get a plan in place, all they have to do is pick up the phone, give you a call, a no charge, no obligation consultation. How can they do that? How can they get a hold of you, Matt?
Oh, you can give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. Tony, when you first told me that saying you just said, you said it differently. You said, I believe, the journey of 1,000 pizzas begins with a single slice.
Ah, that's what I did. Yes, that's my normal.
But I like the way you've changed this of a journey of 1,000 miles.
Yeah, it just came to me. Hey, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Isn't that wise that I thought of that saying? I normally tell people. Yeah, the journey to 1,000 pizzas begins with a single slice is typically what, that's the saying. That's how it goes.
That's, I believe, what Confucius said.
Confucius, big pizza guy, big on pizzas. Yep. That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yeah. He could really pack it in. All right. Well, hey, Matt, great show today. Wow. We just ended with a little slam on Confucius there. He was wise, but also probably had a bit of an eating problem. The doctors say he had what we'll call a bit of a weight problem. All right, well, hey, awesome. Great show today. Really enjoyed it. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252 or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and/or their investment advisor representatives.